Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to the Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Dalet. We begin in the Gemara on Daf Aleph, Amad Aleph, the third line of the Gemara towards the end of the line. The Gemara begins, Bekesef Minayin, what is the source to say that one could marry a woman by giving her money? And we quote the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perk Chof Beis, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Yikach, when a man will take, means when a man will take, acquire a woman. Magid Shuniknis Bekesef, this teaches us that she's acquired by giving money. Babia Minayin, what's the source to say that a person can marry a woman through marital relations? The same Pasuk says, Uvar La, and he will have relations with her, and this teaches us that she's acquired through marital relations. Hayisi Oime Alidei Zu, Alidei Zeu, Kesef, Bolaibia, Bibolai Kesef Minayin, so I might assume he must do both these things, give money and have relations, they appear in the same Pasuk. How do I know that one method works without the other? Yabo, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, he answers the question. The Pasuk says, in Pasuk Chof Beis over there, in the same Perek, Ki Matze Ish Sheichev Im Bish Isha Bu'ulas Baal, when a man will be found to be lying with a woman who is a married lady, married to her husband Bu'ulas Baal, which is a reference that they were married through having relations. Hager Atzmacha Afil Leknir El Babia Am Torah Haba Achrov Bechenek. The Torah tells us that even if the husband only acquired her through having relations, she would be incurring the punishment of Chenek, which is strangulation, if she commits adultery. Now at this point, the Korban Eidah adds a sentence based on the parallel sugya, which is in the third perek of Ksuvus. The Gemara says, Zeh ke'adod otani, it's like the brisa that says, Bu'ulas Baal, lahavi es mekabeles baala, bebeis avia, bi'arusa, v'abar achrov bechenek. If you have a woman who is married to her husband, and this includes even a woman who's an arusa, she's betrothed, and she had relations with her husband while still in her father's house, even though she's still considered to be arusa, betrothed, one who would then commit adultery with her would incur the punishment of chenek, which is strangulation, rather than skila, which is stoning. In Tema Mekadalka, Lamali Baila, Afilo Acher. Rabbi teaches us, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk is specifically needed to teach the case of a husband had relations with her in the irregular way. Because if you say it's needed for the regular way, why is it only true that she would incur chenek, strangulation, if her husband had relations with her in the past? Because it's true to say that even if someone else had relations with her in the past, she would also incur chenek, strangulation, if she would commit adultery. And if that's the case, so why would the pasuk have to say bu'ulas baal? It could have said bu'ulas ish, which would imply any man. Yaizutaninan tamon. Like we find in the Mishnah over there, Bo aleh shnayim harishoin b'skila v'asheni b'chenek. If two had relations with her, the first would incur skila, which is stoning, and the second one would incur chenek, which is strangulation. Halamanu bia b'lei kesev, kesev b'lei bia b'nayin. Now, till this point, we've only proven that you can acquire her with relations and without money. But what about acquiring her with money but without relations? The Pasuk teaches us in Shmois Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayotzachinam in Kosev, in reference here to an Amirviya, a Jewish maidservant, it says, and she shall leave free of charge without payment. And the previous Pasuk says over there, Imacheres Yikachloi, Ma Zu Bekesef Af Zu Bekesef. So the previous Pasuk, if you shall take another one in addition to her, is referring to a regular wife, so just as a maidservant is acquired with money, so is a regular wife. And move on to the third way of acquiring a woman, which is Bishtar, that a woman is acquired through giving her a document. And what is the source for this din? We quote a pasuk now in Dvorim, Chof Dalad, in pasuk Aleph and Beis. V'kosav la, sefer krisus v'nosam b'yadah, v'shuchem mi'beisoi, v'yotzav mi'beisoi, v'holcha v'haisa li'ish acher. The pasuk says, and he wrote for her a document of divorce, and put it in her hand, and sent her out of his house, and she left his house, and she went and married another man. So the pasuk compares these two, mekish, havyasa li'tsiyasa, ma'itsiyasa b'shtar, the Torah compares marriage to divorce. Just like divorce is done through a document, so too marriage is done by giving her a document. Now the Gemara brings Rabbi Avin, and also the Brisa of Chizkiah, that comes to disagree with the earlier source quoted by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that the source to say that one can acquire with money is the Pasuk V'yatzi Chinam in Kosev, that she shall go free. And we're going to disagree over here. Am Rabbi Avin v'tani chizkiyah v'chi yikach magid shi niknes b'kesef. The word v'chi yikach teaches that she's acquired through money, similar to other acquisitions which are also done through money. And the Gemara responds to this, no yuvama teichiyach, we can disprove that from the case of a yuvama, shi niknes b'bia v'ni niknes b'kesef. She's an exception. She can be acquired through relations, but not through money. אף אתה אל תתאמה על זו שאף על פי שהיא נקנס בביה, לא תקנה בכסף, and therefore you shouldn't be surprised that also a regular woman could be acquired through relations, but maybe she can't be acquired through money. And therefore, Talmud Loma, Ubala, Magid, she nignis babia. That's why we have the Pasuk, Ubala, to teach that she can have relations as a way of acquisition. And the Gemara responds, no, Ivriya Trichiach, the Jewish maidservant, will disprove this. She nignis bekesev, beina nignis babia. She can only be acquired through money, but not through having relations. Af alta alta tame, alzush, afapisha, he nignis bekesev, lotikana babia. Don't be surprised that this case as well of a woman who could be acquired through money but cannot be acquired through having relations. Talmud Loima, Ki Yikach, and that's why we have the Pasuk of Ki Yikach, when a man will acquire, Magid, Kshihi Niknis Bekesev, Ubala, Magid, Kshihi Niknis Bebia. The word Ki Yikach teaches that you can acquire her through money, and the word Ubala teaches you that you can acquire her through marital relations.